Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Adam, a bit of nostalgia for you. About 10 years ago, the Coca-Cola company introduced a new soft drink, a caffeinated sweet beverage that was supposed to be their next big success. It ultimately turned into a multi-million dollar disaster, and it may have had something to do with its name, which was what?
HIV.
Yeah, that's it.
Marketing disaster from day one.
We bring it up because it had a relation to the week, a term in the week's news. Maybe Coca-Cola should have called it escalation.
Oh, yeah. It was a surge.
Exactly. Surge, the soft drink. Mm-hmm. We thought that the sad story of Surge might, in fact, shed some light on the story of the military surge in Iraq. So joining us now from NPR's On the Media and also a brand and advertising expert from Advertising Age, Mr. Bob Garfield. Bob, welcome back to Wait, Wait.
Thank you, Peter. Nice to be here.
Great to have you. So tell us, if you will, about the prior surge.
Well, you had it right. It was a soft drink. Here's the story. In the mid-90s, the Coca-Cola company was trying to battle Mountain Dew, and their lemon-lime entry was called Mellow Yellow, which didn't work for a variety of reasons. One was that it tasted like cough medicine.
Yeah.
And the other was that it was yellow.
Yeah. Oh, right, and that's the color of something that's not very appetizing.
So Coke, you know, this was a failure, so they went back into research mode and came up with what?
Well, Peter, Coca-Cola does not act precipitously. They talk to bottlers, they talk to retailers, they talked to consumers, thousands of them, and they came up with another citrus product called Urge.
Urge, U-R-G-E, not Surge.
So they that just, is correct, yeah. Urge. And
I love
it
this
was
story.
Test marketed all around these great United States of ours, but after they tested the idea, they realized, funnily enough, Urge carries with it a slight urinary connotation.
Right.
You know, which is bad for any product, but I think especially a yellow liquid.
Yeah.
So then what happened?
Well, it wasn't as though, Peter, that they just added an S to Urge.
No, it couldn't have been that simple.
No, because that would have made Urges. which is even more sketchy.
Yeah.
No. This is a major multinational corporation. They didn't just add an S to the end. They pre-appended the S, creating Surge.
And so they had Surge in the market. How did it do? What happened?
Well, did anyone buy it? The answer is no.
And why not?
It was yellow, and it still tasted like cough medicine. Those were two big factors. It was called Surge.
Wow, this is shockingly like the Iraq situation.
Well, that was about to say. I'm just curious. Do you, as a man who's an expert in branding and brands, do you think that there was something wrong with that name Surge? Do you think that there's something unappetizing about it? Is there a lesson for us now from this, I guess is what I'm asking.
You mean the president calling the deployment of 22,000 more troops a surge instead of an escalation or something like that?
Something like that, yes.
Or would we go better with Operation Mellow Yellow?
Well, I think I've already answered the question. If the question is, will anybody buy it?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
I see. Gosh. Well, that's wisdom for the ages. Thank you, Bob. Bob Garfield is, in fact, the co-host of NPR's On the Media, producer of WNYC, and a longtime columnist for Advertising Age. Bob Garfield, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.